Hey everyone, it's Wednesday, May 17th. My name's Will. I'm going to run through today's morning brief. Look at performance from the major areas yesterday. I want to start with the S&P 500 bolded here right in the middle. Lost about 64 basis points, but most of that came in the last hour of trading. It was flat throughout most of the day, but again, in the last hour, you saw the sell-off into the close. Some other notable movements yesterday were from gold down about 1.5%. We'll take a look at that chart. It generated a sell signal. AGG and TLT, so your bond funds, also down yesterday, not materially, but there is a notable point figure technicality that took place on both of those charts, which we'll take a look at. Then the NASDAQ composite only lost about 18 basis points. And we're going to start with that chart. As you can see here, it's the NASDAQ composite printed another X yesterday at 12,400, putting it more clearly above prior resistance at 12,200, putting it really looking to the August 2022 highs at 13,100. As you can see, no evident or currently evident resistance between that 12,400 level and your August high. So that's a notable break. And I was seeing in a chart email this morning, this is a tweet from Bar Chart. NASDAQ is outperforming the Dow Jones by 18.34% year to date, the largest outperformance in more than 30 years. So a historical amount of outperformance from the NASDAQ relative to the Dow. And you can see that on the point figure charts as well. I mentioned gold was down about 1.5% yesterday. That was enough to put it back into a column of those, generate a sell signal. We have seen this before. So this big sharp up sell signal was a head fake as we pushed higher. So I wouldn't get too jazzed about gold breaking down right here, but I want to make my point again about if you take this longer term 20 point chart, this looks like a very logical area for gold to pull back from. So keep that in mind. It also makes sense that rates ticked up yesterday was a bit of a headwind for precious metals. While talking about commodities, though, copper has been losing more than gold, which is not something you typically want to see in a recovering economy. You'd want to see copper performing better than gold because it's a base metal. It has wider economic uses. Gold is more of that precious metal, typically a defensive play for the market. So with copper going down more, I put some numbers to this. So the past 7 days, just for a benchmark, the S&P is down 20 basis points, gold's down over 2, and then copper's down over 6. So that copper-gold ratio of those follow that is going to be going lower. Not something you typically want to see for the market, or excuse me, for the economy, at least. Moving over to interest rates now, TNX printed a buy signal, technically moved back into a positive point and figure trend. So you can see this bearish resistance line that was fighting with. I talked about it yesterday and for a while, broke at 3.55%. On point and figure terms, technically that's a notable break, especially given that it was in a downtrend since the March 23 highs. 3.6% looks to be a big level of resistance. So watch that as we move forward. Similarly, well, conversely, I could say AGG broke into a negative trend yesterday. This is a positive trend line that we were watching very closely. It fought with it a number of times. But now with AGG back into a negative trend, it's posted up against support at 98.75, material level of support here at 98.75. So watch TNX, AGG. Looks like both of those are maybe trying to make a move at a pretty big inflection point. TLT, one more bond fund I want to highlight. This chart's a little bit more clear. We broke a triple bottom yesterday at 102.50. You got three consecutive sell signals. Now, this is a longer duration bond fund group than the ag, meaning that it's going to be more sensitive to movements in interest rates. So interest rates ticked up yesterday. This is going to be falling more than AGG, and that was the case. And you've seen this picture be a bit more clear about a breakdown for long duration bonds. So note all those things this morning. Parting ways with just a pre-market update. Target came out with earnings. Looks like they came out with a miss. I haven't gotten the full story on this, but the stock's up marginally pre-market. So we'll see what the market decides to do with this during the normal trading session. Keep in mind that it's the one attribute stock, make it a little bigger. So one attribute stock towards about the middle of the retailing matrix. So plenty of names stronger within the retailing space. Target, I'd be watching levels at 152 for areas of support, and then much lower down at 140. Doesn't look likely that we would get there today or after today's move. On the upside, you got resistance around 170. That's all I had for updates this morning. Thanks for your time. David's going to join you all tomorrow.